Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to make themselves home.
You don't know,
what's wrong with you? It's a question that no one seems to be answering. Hiding behind a mask with a digital blast off. If you real, take that mask off and take that cast off. Let's see the hurt behind your pain. So make sure them that. Like roll that, smoke that, drink that. But when the high comes down, you feel the same. See, that was me though. Trying to go 100, God brought me back down to zero. Can't do this on my own. Yeah, I'm gone, but I still need a hero. Got homies on the block, don't mean nothing. Smoke weed all day, don't mean nothing. Get drunk all day, don't mean nothing. Say I love God, but they don't mean nothing. If I don't live for him, I'll fight for him, I'll die for him. This platform is abnorm. For those sick in their churches, only behind four walls. Got it wrong, doc, should be out the box like God. Welcome to my block. Call the homies in the hood and go come to the building. Christ off of nothing, we bringing them Jesus.
Glory to God. I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? Hallelujah. I love him. I truly love him. And because I love him, I honor him, I adore him, I extol him. But more importantly, because I love him, I honor him. I obey his word. I obey the command of love that he's placed on my life. I love people as I love myself. And that's all because I love God. I really do love God. Amen. Do you love him? Well, this is Jesus is Hot Magazine, and this is Jackie, and I am just excited, doesn't even cover it, about today. The Lord has laid a very timely message on my heart, which he prepared some time ago, but it's just a pleasure to be able to share that message at this time. So without further ado, I would like for you first and foremost to grab your Bible, your notepad. If you do not have a Bible available in front of you, please click onto another internet page and go to BibleGateway.com. And I would like for you to meet me at Luke chapter 10, and we're going to begin at verse 38. As soon as we go to the throne of grace before we ever get started in this word that God has given, we want to always honor him because we love him, and we want to remind him that he comes first in our lives. Amen. So, Lord God, we come before you right now in the mighty and precious, matchless name of Jesus, the name that is above every name, the name at which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Father, we love you today. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for those of us who know you in relationship. We thank you for your anointing through your anointed one, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. We dwell in your presence today, Lord God. We receive you in these vessels that are your bodies, Lord God, via Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, thank you for your obedience to our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who asked you to come, and you came. We thank you. We thank you that he spoke you as being left here to be our comforter, to be our guide, to be our reminder of the word of God and all the things of God, and to be the intercessor between us and the kingdom of God in heaven, as we are the kingdom of God here on earth. We thank you in the mighty and precious name of Jesus, who is the Christ, our Lord and our Savior, the anointed one, and his anointing. Hallelujah. So we thank you for your presence today, our Father. We thank you for your presence today, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who intercedes for us daily. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence in our lives, in our spirits. We thank you in the mighty and precious name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we all say, amen. What we're going to talk about today is a subject that is near and dear to my heart, which our title for today is, what is Jesus trying to tell you? What is Jesus trying to tell you? We often see events happening around us. We hear about events happening in our lives. We experience things that we don't quite understand. And sometimes we seek the advice of others who appear to have an answer. We make phone calls. We oftentimes can't reach anyone, and we feel alone, and we wonder, why are we going through the things that we're going through? Why are we seeing the things in this world that we're seeing? why are there such horrible news reports? Why is there no good news talked about anymore? When the truth is, good news is being talked about on a daily basis. Good news is being spread on a daily basis. Good news can be found not in the newspaper. Good news a lot of times can't be found on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and other venues that we frequent. Oftentimes, good news cannot be found there, but there is good news that is available to us each and every moment of each and every day, and that good news is in the very Word of God. It is in the Bible. It is in God's love letter to us, His people, the children whom He dearly loves. What is also in the Bible is every experience that we're having today. There is nothing new under the sun to God, which is also written in His Word. There's nothing new under the sun. Nothing that is happening in your life, in my life, in others' lives is a surprise to God. It's only a surprise to us, and it doesn't have to be a surprise, because if we just read what is written in the pages of His Word, we will find things that are happening today. We will not only find the things that are happening, but we will find solutions to those things that are happening today in our lives and the lives of others. And we can be used as a vehicle of answers for others. But first, we have to make the quality decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of our lives, because He is anyway. So why not just ask Him to be in your life what He already is for the asking? Amen. So if you have not received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, I admonish you to do it today. As we read today, I believe that you will discover that His presence in your life is important. There are two females that are spoken of, Martha and Mary, or Mary and Martha, that are spoken of in the Word of God in Luke chapter 10, beginning in verse 38. Okay, now that we have had time to find that verse, which again is Luke 10, verse 38, I will begin to read. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard His word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached Him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." Okay, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to read this again, because it's very important that we realize what's happening here. And I would like for you to think about when you have a guest in your home, oftentimes when we have guests come over, whether we know that they're coming over and we can prepare ahead of time, or it's a surprise visit where we feel like we have to get things established quickly, that we have to give our home an appearance. And oftentimes that kind of thinking distracts us from the purpose of the visit. There is a purpose to every visit to your home. There is a purpose for every communication you have with everyone that you have communication with from day to day. There is a purpose and there is a plan for that communication. It does not just happen. There's a reason why that communication takes place. And in this certain situation, we're talking about Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. When he was here upon the earth, it was an honor and a privilege to be in his presence, because to the people back then, and to many of us now, he was an awesome, awesome teacher. He taught in ways that had not ever been taught here on earth before. He spoke a lot about his Father. He spoke a lot about his Father's kingdom. And if you were not attentive to what he taught, you were clueless, you misunderstood. And unfortunately, most didn't understand until he died on the cross, rose again, and was seated at the right hand of the Father. When he was no longer walking upon the earth, then a lot began to make faith in people. So we're going to go over those verses again. That's Luke 10, verse 38 we're starting at. And we're going to end at verse 42. Now it happened, as they went, that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha, welcomed him into her house. Now, Martha welcomed Jesus into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. Let's stop there for a moment. That's verse 40. But Martha was distracted with much serving. So it almost seems as if Martha had a motive for asking Jesus to come into her home. And it was a good motive. It seemed that she wanted to feed Jesus. She was interested in feeding Jesus natural food. But her sister Mary had another agenda. When she saw Jesus come in, she sat down with him. She sat at his feet to hear from him and also to be fed. So while Jesus had the desire to feed Mary and Martha in their home, Martha had the desire to serve Jesus when he came into their home, and only considered natural food. Okay, we're going to move on to the next, well, the continuation of verse 40, excuse me. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. So you're worried about me eating. And you're worried about Mary not helping you, not being consumed with the natural food that you want to prepare for me. So in this, he's saying you're troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. So Jesus is telling Martha that she's worried and troubled about the wrong things at that particular moment in time. Only one thing is needed, and Mary sat at Jesus' feet and was getting that one thing. All Martha had to do was stop what she was doing and also go to Jesus' feet, and she would have partook in that same needed thing. Jesus was equipping Mary while Martha thought she was equipping Jesus. Jesus was equipping Mary with further knowledge of his father's kingdom, the kingdom of God. And that is what she was hungry for. So though Jesus' presence meant one thing to Martha, meant that she could serve Jesus and she could prepare food for him and he would eat and not be hungry, as she knew he traveled, Jesus' heart and his attention was not drawn to being served, but to be of service to his Father in heaven by serving Mary, the knowledge of the kingdom of God. You see, at that point, Mary was pulling on Jesus' faith. She was pulling on it. She was hungry for it. She wanted to know more about the kingdom of God. She wanted to know more about the promises of God. She was not distracted by what her environment looked like. She was not distracted by things going on in her environment. She was stable and fixed on hearing the word of God that Jesus had to speak at his feet. So my question to you is, what is Jesus trying to tell you? Jesus was trying to tell Martha about the kingdom of God alongside Mary. He was trying to let her know that what he was telling Mary was much more important than the meal that she was preparing, because that meal would be there. The preparation would be there, but he would not always be there. That was not his final stop. We have to learn to take advantage and full advantage of the opportunities that we are given to hear from God, to hear from Jesus. We have to take the time to hear from Holy Spirit when he is nudging us to be attentive to the things of God, to take that time out to read the Word of God, to make the Word first in our day before we are busy with so many other things that are really distractions from time with Him. Just as we set our alarm clocks for work and for school, can we not set our alarm clocks about an hour earlier than we need to get up to get started for those things, so that the first thing that we're doing when we rise is giving God our full attention in His Word and in His presence, and thanking Him and asking Him His plan for our day? So what is Jesus trying to tell you today through this message? I ask you to go back into the archives of this broadcast and revisit the story of Mary and Martha. Revisit the lesson that you've learned and begin to make the kingdom of God your first priority throughout your day, but especially at the beginning of your day. And you will soon be able to answer that question. What is Jesus trying to tell you? What is it that you need to hear from Jesus that you have been way too distracted to listen to? So I leave you with that question. What is Jesus trying to tell you? Lord God, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your message today. We thank you for the story of Mary and Martha. That is so many of our stories. So often we're distracted. We ask you, Lord God, to take over the spirit of our minds, that we have the mind of Christ. Forgive us for the attention that we have not given, and help us to consider your presence before we consider all of the other distractions of our day. Remind us, Holy Spirit, to spend time with our Father. Remind us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that all these other things will be added.